Okay, so the topic for today is the amount of money we need to spend on mitzvos. The Gemara here in, well, the Tosfos actually, in the Kama, says there's a shir chomesh. The Gemara there discusses the din of hidden mitzvah, how much you have to spend for hidden mitzvah. And the Gemara says achlish. What does achlish mean? The Gemara says, how many do you have to spend a third of all your money for a mitzvah? And whereas after three mitzvahs, you won't have any money left. So it's, you know, a shlish means that if the esrog costs 30 shekel, you pay 40 shekel. You pay a shlish of the cost of the basic mitzvah for hider mitzvah. So Tosfos there says, Tesam Beis, first mark on the sheet, Ma'ashur the ein tzarech l'vazer is kol mamona liknos esrog. Sounds like from here, you don't have to spend all your money on an esrog. I feel even so pachas v'havi mitzvah overes, even though you're going to miss the mitzvah. I feel a shlish v'beiso, even a third of your money you don't have to spend. The Aminan quotes the Gemara Ksubis, Hama Bazris Ali Bazris Yosemi Chomesh. The Gemara says that if you give tzedakah, so you shouldn't give more than a fifth of your assets to tzedakah, because we're concerned you might become poor if you give away your money. Vesoka Chashi Vele Ravusa, the Ramliel, Shekhan Esrog Vele Zuz. The Gemara has a story in Sukkah, the Ramliel was on a boat and there was no Esrog, he spent 1,000 Zuz for an Esrog. That's like a unique example. Chashi Vele Ravusa, that's a Chiddush, but that's not the general halach. So the Tosfos sound like you're not obligated, right? The ain't sarach lebazbeis. It doesn't sound like it's aser. In fact, from the story of Rabbi Gamliel, it sounds like he did that. He spent more than a chomesh b'chora. It's hard to know how wealthy he was, but 1,000 zuz is a lot of money. But Tosfos says beferish ain't sarach lebazbeis. The Rashba here in Bava Kama Daf Tesam Beis said, "What's the raya? That it's aser. It's aser to spend more than a chomesh of your money on a mitzvah." The reason why it's aser is shemiani. The Gemara says, as Tosfos just quoted, next makor, Amar Rav Hila, "Ushi iskinu b'vazes al yivazes yosem yichomesh." You shouldn't give more than a fifth of your money to tzedakah. Some of you shouldn't learn to hektish. But either way, you shouldn't give more than a fifth of your money to tzedakah or hektish. Shema yitzdarech lebrilos. So that's a takanas usha. It's unclear if takanas usha applies to all mitzvos, or it's limited to tzedakah. Why would we say it's limited to tzedakah?
It's like the opposite of what you're trying to accomplish in tzedakah.
The whole point of tzedakah is to help poor people. You're going to become poor. Mm-hmm. In fact, additionally, what's the level chiyuv by tzedakah? Is there a mamash chiyuv? What's a minimal shir? Mm-hmm. Meaning, you're yotzi if you give $100, you're yotzi if you give $1,000, you're yotzi if you give $100,000. It's not like there's a minimal shear. There's a shlish of a shekel a year. There's like some shear, but it's like $20. It's not like a skimming down the money that you have to give to the yosef, the minimal shear of tzedakah. So it could be, it's not a chovas aguf, meaning the chov of tzedakah, it's not the same, maybe chovas aguf is not the wrong word, but it's not a mitzvah overes in that, you know, you have a chiyuv today to take luv. You have to give tzedakah, so you give some tzedakah. You can give more, you can give less, but it's all tzedakah. So it's not clear if that takana necessarily would apply to all mitzvahs, but Tosfos...
So you think it's less chomer of a mitzvah or less mudar?
I mean, the chiyuv, it's a different type of chiyuv. Everybody has to take luv. Everybody has to give some tzedakah, but you don't give a lot of tzedakah, you give a little tzedakah. Meaning, right. So it's not the same level chiyuv.
There's no minimum shir.
There's no minimum shir. There is a minimum shir, but it's like the minimum shir is not, it's very, very minimum. It's not a shekel a year. A shekel is like... You know, Purim, the Sfarim give machz the shekel. We do a zecha machz the shekel. So we just give three half coins. That's our Ashkenazi minhag. But right. The Sfarim give a machz the shekel. It's the shear of a shekel of the. So we have to give a shlish a shekel a year. So a shlish shekel is even less than that. So it's not such a thing about the money. Okay. In any case, the Rambam here in Hilchos Erechin brings down this idea. By hektish, the olam liyachdish adam liyachrim kol nechasav. First, he shouldn't give all his money away. But also, again, ozer al overal das hakasav. A person gives all their money away, you might think he's really generous. No, he's foolish. Shei omer mikol asher lo v'lo kol asher lo mikol, not kol. K'mo shibayir chachamim ve'ein zul chasidus elishdos. It's not chasidus. It's foolishness. Shei me'avi kol monu v'tzach levis. He's gonna like Zaki said. He's gonna end up having to take tzedakah. So the Rambam has a lashon, "Kol mafazer mamonu mitzvus al yafazer yosim yichomesh." It's not clear if the Rambam is telling you a general principle about all mitzvahs, like Balulav and Esrog, or these are mitzvahs that there's no real defined minimum shear, meaning it's not so clear in the Rambam. The Yekamosh Sivuch and Nevi'im, Michal Kal Dvar Mishvat, Bein Vivi Tarabin, Divri Olam, you have to be balanced. Afilu, Vikorbanosh Adam Chayavan, even because here Rambam says things you're chayav. It sounds like before you were talking about things you weren't really chayav. No, it's not like a real chayav. It's just you want to do mitzvah, you want to get stuck. Afilu Dvarim Shah Adam Chayavan, like Korbanos, Harichasa Torah Maman, V'amr Shiyavi Kfi Masas Yadu. There's a special din that by Korbanos, certain Korbanos have gradation, that if you're poor, you're an ani, you're dalus. Kavachomer l'dvarim shelo nischayev behen ela machos nidro shel yidur ela karoy lo shenemar ish kaman es yadu kibirkas Hashem lokech asher nosamach. So the Rambam brings out this din of not spending more in a chomesh on a mitzvah, but his lashon is kolam afazir amono. It's not clear in the Rambam if he agrees to the Ravid that the Rashba quotes that it's aser to spend more than a fifth of your money to buy an esrog. Or that I'm telling you just that it's not a good idea if it's a mitzvah that's not an objective chiyuv, like you know, giving tzedakah or giving makdish things, etc. He's not really talking about tzedakah, but he's talking about korbanos. But okay. In any case, the halacha, the Rama brings down this din from the Ravid. Pardon? Right, it says by korbanos, and then he says in general, he expands. Kol mafazer amona b'mitzvahs. Hal yafazer yosem yichomesh. It's not clear how to be marked that line in the Rambam. You could say yeah, all mitzvahs right, like the Ravid, but the lashon of the fazer. What do you mean fazer amona b'mitzvahs? So why Esther is on a fazer amona? Fazer sounds like you're just trying to give away your money. You want to donate to the Beis Hamikdash. So you shouldn't donate so much to the Beis Hamikdash. It's not so clear. You want to do chesed? You want to do whatever it is. It's not 100% clear. Lamaisa, the halacha, the Rama brings down this Ravid. So it's number four. Misha ein lo esrog or shar mitzvos overes ein tzarech levazves aleh hon rav kamosha amru vazves ali vazves yosem yichomesh afilu mitzvah overes. So the Rama paskins that even on mitzvah overes you shouldn't spend more than a fifth. Pardon? Now, the problem is there's a Farish Gemara in Kedushin that sounds not like that. Yeah. A mitzvah Overes is more pressing. Okay. If it's not Overes, so of course I won't be Vazos. I'll do it tomorrow. But so you might say that on a non mitzvah Overes, I won't. Like, tzedakah, I'll give it right now. But mitzvah Overes, you have your pressure. So I might say I'm maybe more willing to spend more on the chomesh, even a mitzvah veres, right? That's the lashon afilu, right? Afilu mitzvah veres. Now the problem is that the Gemara in Kedushin, the Chavtes and Aleph, the Chavtes and Veis, tells us about a fellow who's very poor, who has only five slayim to his name. And the Gemara wonders who should he be poda, himself or his son? It's Pidyon Ben, he's b'chor ben b'chor, or the b'chor was the son of the b'chor. So the Gemara has a discussion. How Rabbanan, who lifts us, who don't lift us, who kodem with no, who don't wear bino kodem. Shezem mitzvahs al avi, vezem mitzvahs bino alav. Amar v'yirmi, akol modim, kol heichad, alek elech hamish slayim. This guy is a poor fellow. He only has five slayim to his name. Who kodem with no, my time mitzvah de gufei adiv. So all the Achronim wonder, what's going on here? There's a din that the Ravid quotes. Tosus says, you're not supposed to spend more than a... Again, Tosus, you can say in a tzarek levasis, but the Ravid says it's aser. The Ravid says you're not allowed to spend, it's shemi ani. The same svara the Gemara brings in Ksubas, by Hektish or by Tztaka, shemi ani. So why is this guy allowed to do the Pinyin Ben if it's his last five slime? He should save it. So if you look at the Be'er Halacha in Tafresh and Vav, he quotes two answers. Source number six. L'chora tzarechiyon, misilgi de kedushin, lef chavtes. L'man yiliyashe v'sugyos, sh'loyu sosos, haya efshon l'chora lomar, the case of Rav Liel is that the guy was on a boat. There was only one esrog, so the mocher took advantage of him. It wasn't the real value of the esrog. The guy took advantage of him. So says the Mishabura, Prustea, that really, aval kol mitzvah shiyachal asika b'shovya chayev atorah mechol Yisrael im yesh lo ma'at even if he only has a little money, and regular mitzvah, it's the real value of the mitzvah, you have to spend your last 5 shalim for being an event. Because it costs 5 shalim. No, it's not taking advantage. The case of Gamliel is where the guy is trying to rip you off. You don't be a friar. If people are trying to rip you off, then you're considered anus. But if you're just poor, and it's the real value of the mitzvah, you should spend all your money to do a mitzvah. Wow. The Kaid of Kedushin Hanal, Virak, the Aim of Pato Kaid of Yushalmi, he quotes Yushalmi, it sounds like this. Kavir es Hashem Yihoncha, Mashachoncha, right? Whatever Hashem gave you, you should be Kavir Hashem. Your Mafish Leket, Shechel, Peyo, Mafish Truma, Osasuk, Lula, whatever you have, you take your money, Hashem gave you his money to do mitzvahs, right? Money is there for mitzvahs. It's not an end in itself. Money is a means to do mitzvahs. Vitzvilin, Vitzitis, Umachalanim, if you don't have any money, you're potter. But if you have money, spend all your money on it. So the Kibbutz Rav Eim is an exception that even if you're poor, we don't say you're potter. If you're poor, you have to go collect. There's actually a machlokes in the Gemara. We pass him Michelle. It's true, but it could be this going Laman Amar Michelle Ben, or even if you hold Michelle Av, if the Av doesn't have, then there's a chiyuv to provide, not just with stuck up. I mean, keep it up aim, it seems like. But in any case, it's against the Rama, it's against all the poskim. So the Mishnah brings this answer and he rejects it. It's against the Ramah. So the first answer is that Ein Achinami, a person is obligated to give every last cent to do a mitzvah, unless they're trying to rip you off. That was the case for Gamliel, then you're not chayim. The Chelkas Yoav actually holds like this. He holds like this in halacha, but that's not accepted by the poskim. So the Mishnah brings the second answer. Okay, what's the problem? The problem is we have a Gemara in Kedushin that says you have to spend your last 5 shalim for pidyon aven. That goes against the mashmos, against the Rav, against the Rama. What's going on? So v'tzarek lomar the hey mechalkin besugya the Kedushin lahada v'avakama besukah v'ofen zeh the lefazer behon Rav omnam ein mechoyev umishum tam d'sham ya'ani v'tzarek lebrios. So a regular person shouldn't spend more than a fifth because he might become poor. What's the story with the guy in Kedushin? How much money does he have?
Only 5 slime.
He only has 5 slime. So is there a chash he will become poor or he is poor?
He is poor anyway.
He already is poor. What's he poor? So let him do the mitzvah. That's a very b'chudish idea. Right, let's read it inside. The whole reason is Shema Yo'ani Vitzarif Lebios. Much cause of arriving. He only has 5 slime. He goes to work every day. He buys a sandwich. He's fine. He's a masudar. By not spending 5 shalim, he'll still be poor. So the whole takana was for a person, a regular, an ordinary person, he shouldn't become poor. If you're already poor, so spend less shalim. It's a pella atzum, meaning it's a pella to say such a thing. But that's what he says. He says that the takana was for a regular person. Once a person is poor, he should spend every last cent to do the mitzvah. Okay. It's not so intuitive. There is a third teretz, pardon? The third teretz in the Achronim, the Maram Shik, Talmud Chassam Sofer, he wants to mechalek between a regular mitzvah and a mitzvah that's a chov. You have an obligation to pay, you owe Shevet Kahuna the money. Says the Maram Shik, one second, that by a chov it's different, because the p'tur is a p'tur from mitzvahs Adam Chaver, Adam Makom. But once you have a chov, who do you owe the money to? There's a mitzvah Gifin Amen. But it's also what? An obligation, Adam, l'chaveiro. So a meila, it's not going to pat you. Read it inside. It says in Maram Shik, on the before Hashem, the dafka mitzvah she'ena k'neged acherim. Well, mitzvah she k'neged acherim, have you lay to bal chov.
We don't say bal chov
is pat there. Right, you don't say bal chov, you go, oh, I don't have any money, I can't pay you back. No, minad afilu, right, what do we say? Priyas bal chov mitzvah. It's in the stencil by Reb Chaim. It says, if priyas bal chov is mitzvah, so you owe somebody more than a fifth of your assets, I should be pater. Because, right. It's a mitzvah. You can't do more than a chomish for a mitzvah. We don't say that. I mean, now that I feel like I'm a glibel kasve, you have to give him your bag. Okay, fine. We'll get to it in a second. But either way, He says it's a priya tohov. So he wants to say, if we skip down to the last line, Mishum Desham Chive Rachman Elitin Lachem Hain Lekoim Bishful Pidgin Rabino Havi Lek Kipriya Svachov Im Monasam Lo Nishtavi Nechasa Valkei Mechuyev Lashan Kovo Bikol Magam. This is the third teretz. So again, we have a stirav in the Gemara's. The Gemara in the Kedushas has to give every last cent to do a mitzvah. The Ravid and the Tosfos learned for the Gemara of Kama, the Gemara of Sukkah, that there's a Shir Chomesh. So how do we answer the stira?
Which Gemara was that?
The Gemara Ksuva says Chomesh by Tzedakah. It's a question if you apply that to all mitzvahs or not. But
the Gemara Sukkah that says that Rabbi Meir Chaim, the Gemara of Kama that says Shlish by Hidr?
Yes, Shlish by Hidr. The Ravid and Tosfos are on Rabbi Kama left hand. So again, it's not even sure if there's a stira in the Gemara. But that's, you know, maybe you have a stira, right? It looks like an alpha is a lumbus. You have a stira between two sugyas. So how do you answer the stira? So what which ways?
One is an exception.
Oh, so either A is the ikker and B is the exception, or if I care that B is the ikker and A is the exception,
right.
Or
they're both working with the same rule, but one's a different example of that rule.
Yeah. Okay, so, or it's a machlokas. There are different ways to ask this here. So what do the mafarshim do here? Meaning the first teretz that the Be'er Halacha rejects, but the day it's really the day of the Chalkas Yoav. What's he really saying? We have a Bar Vakama says if you spend every last cent. Kedushin says you spent every last cent. Rav Kama says you have a shear of a chomesh.
Right.
So which is the ikker according to the first teretz?
Kedushin
is the ikker. The second teretz is that what?
Kedushin is exception.
That's the Bar Ma'am Shik says that really Kedushin is exception. The ikker is Rav Kama, right? The opposite.
Right.
And the second teretz of the Be'er Halacha is that what? Really,
yeah.
they're two dinim, right? For an ani, there's no such klal, and for an ashir, there's a klal, right? It's two separate. Okay, in any case, we have this din, we have this halacha of chomesh. So I want to ask a very basic question: what's the svara for the din of chomesh? Why do we say, like, let's assume, like the Rama assumes, there's a din chomesh by mitzvahs? So, why is it that you shouldn't spend more than a fifth of your money on a mitzvah? So what's the svar?
You become poor.
Become poor, Shema Ya'ani. That Rabbi says in a furish. I didn't put it on the sheet. Shema Ya'ani. Okay. That's, I think, the most basic svar. I was thinking more about this. And I thought maybe there's another svar. Maybe you could taina that it's like a ptur onus. When you have a concept, onus rachman patra. Now, onus, classic onus, isn't that it's hard to take money out of your pocket. You can do it. It's not like nobody's like, it puts a gun to your head and says, don't take the money out. But maybe off pidin, we consider it to be like an onus. It's such a serious financial burden, we consider it to be onus. Now, it sounds like a chiddush, but I think there are a lot of rides for it. The Be'er Halacha already mentioned this in Svara. If you look earlier, when the Be'er Halacha spoke about a case where they're trying to rip you off, if you look at the fourth line, right, the cave and the ino motza usak if he showed you a haragil anusu, he's an anus, so he's already aware of this possibility.
Right.
Now, the first nafkamina is really this question: is this a takana? If it's shemi ani, it's istaber that what? It's a takana, right? Just like there's a takana in usha. So maybe they made Shemya Ani, that's by Tztaka or by Hektish. So too, there's a Takana, don't spend money on mitzvahs, don't spend too much money on mitzvahs, Shema Ya'ani. But if you assume that it's a din onus, is onus a din Rabbanan or onus a din Daraisa? Onus is a din Daraisa. So if we can assume this is really a case of onus, it's not clear if it's a case of onus. So then maybe it would be like a din d'oraisa. So I was happy to see that there's the Maran Tzchias speaks about this. He quotes a concept called HaTorah Chasa on Onus Shel Yisrael. What is the concept of Torah Chasa on Onus Shel Yisrael? It comes to a few places in the Chazal. For example, when there's a bayis that's Taras, what's the din? The pasuk says, Upinu es bayis. It's Tziba Kohen, and they take everything out of the house. Why do they take everything out of the house? Mitam of the house. No, Torah Chasa on Onus Shel Yisrael. Why would the chasa on one for Israel? If you're metam of the house, the kalim that are cheres are going to be destroyed.
Right.
So it sounds like the Torah doesn't want us to waste money. The Torah is frugal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares about Mon of Shal Yisrael. That's a din d'oraisa, a Torah chasa. It's the reason that a Torah chasa Mon of Shal Yisrael. So maybe here too, a Torah chasa Mon of Shal Yisrael. So I saw the Maharsh Chias quotes this din in this context. If we look at source number 8, Nira Lomer Davar Amiti Bezeh. I was very happy to see this because I thought of this nice Davar Amiti. Okay, the Kaimalandi also echo of Allah Allah, so that's the Kaim Blasse is called money. There's a din by Allah, you have to give all your money. When I say all your money, it doesn't mean all your money, right? Because if you give all your money, it's Kuch Nefesh. What it means, like, almost all your money. You have to have a sandwich, but, okay? So if a person tells you to wear Shan is, even if it's going to cost you, you know, 95% of your savings, you have to give up your savings. Ulam ba'onsu la'avar al mitzvahs essay, ain't sarach losseis, rak shlish v'monen. Now, this lashon of shlish, I think it's a mistake, because l'maisa we assume it's chomesh, right? He's working off, the Gemara in Baba Kama speaks about shlish, but then Tosa says there's a din of chomesh. So I'm not sure. I don't know if there's like a better edition of it, but the Maratzchias, the way we have it, says shlish. In kain kan lekaman, let's say, the kaman dafai zayin. My he's talking about by laving you to give all your money. L'shayach atara chasa, kevin the tzarek laseis kol amonim kadesh liyavor. But in kain b'hach Rosh Hashana, din kiyum mitzvahs essay the shofar ragolas yirim. Chayi Gavner, even the Torah Chasa on Moshe Yisrael. The Emes in Torah Chasa is called Amonah. So, Vizendachem. So he's basically saying the din of Torah Chasa on Moshe Yisrael, which I think is interesting. If you look back at the Rambam, I noticed if you look at source number 3, right? What's the Rambam say? If you read it carefully, he also has that lashon, the second to last line. Afilu v'karbanos adam chayav behen hari Chasa Torah ala mamon v'amra. So it's interesting that Ram uses that lashon too. But in any case, you have this idea of a Torah chasa. That sounds like it's din d'oraisa. And I think, say it's din d'oraisa, I think it fits well with saying it's a din onus. Meaning, a takana is a din d'rabana. Shemi ani. As opposed to saying onus, which would be a din d'oraisa. The truth is that there is a Yerushalmi. If you look at source number 9, the Yerushalmi says Takanas Usha, even though it was a Takana Jerabanan, it was really a Takana that was Mechavi to Halacha Lamashu Sinai, which is interesting. Ma'isav Rebbe Sheva, source number 9, Sha'amad Vichila Kol Nechasav La'aniyim. He gave all his money away. Shalachim Gamliya, Allah Amru Chomesh Nechasav Mitzvah. What about Takanas Usha? Gamliya, sentence in Russian, Chomesh Nechasav Mitzvah. Sounds like it's a general principle of mitzvahs, right? It's like deriving, it's a general principle. Gamliel lo kadem usha haya. Gemara says, I understand. Wasn't Gamliel before Usha? Takanas Usha was after Gamliel. So what's Gamliel talking about? The Takana didn't happen yet. Takanas Usha is later. It's after Gamliel's time. So Rav Yosi v'Ravun b'shem Rav Levi kol ka haya haysan halacha b'yadam v'shachum v'andu hashnayim v'hiskimu aldas v'shonim v'lamdecha shekol davar shebeis inosi nafshan alav. So the Yerushalmi seems to say that Rav Gamliel had the Takanas Usha before the Takanas Usha was Hiskan, because the Takanas Usha was really a halacha l'moshe m'Sinai, and when the Usha, in time of Usha, it was just forgotten and they reinstituted it. So you could say it's a Takana, but it's Daraisa, and that's what I'm putting over here on the board. The Rabbanan, but maybe in brackets Daraisa, maybe it's a Takana of Shemi Ani, but it's a Din Daraisa. But either way, if it's a halacha l'moshe m'Sinai, it's something onus, right? Why? You wouldn't need halacha l'moshe m'Sinai if it's being onus. Meaning, onus is a general halacha. Now, the problem of applying onus is that we have to say that alpi hagdaras chazal. Meaning, it's hard to say it's really an onus because nobody put a gun to your head and said, you know, don't take your wallet out of your pocket. But it's very hard to put your hand in your pocket and take your wallet and spend a fifth of your savings on a mitzvah. You're not going to have money for your future needs. So it could be Zalpich, so it's hard to know, again, Dereis and Rabbanan, but I think the pashtus of this din is Takana Shemi Ani. That's what the Rebbe says in Furish. I'm arguing that maybe it's a din Dereis, a Torah Chasa on Yisrael, and maybe it's a Chiddush to say, but it's like an onus. It's considered an onus. I saw in Tziv, in the Moram Yisrael, in Baba Kama, he says, quotes the Gemara in Brachos, that Mishum Chabad Abrios, you're allowed to... do an iser, b'shem al tas, kavod abrios. So what's kavod abrios? Meaning, kavod abrios also seems to be like a form of onus. You're onus because of kavod abrios. You know, so I think it fits well with this. Okay, so I just want to discuss a couple of nafkamidas this question. The first is really whether or not it's derisa rabbanon. You know, if it's kind of Tfilei Derabanan, it's Torah Chasas Dereisa. Called second, you mentioned a minute ago. Lavin. We mentioned a minute ago that the Maskin is quoted this din, they have to give almost all your money not to violate a law. So I was just thinking, if it's a takana, they were masakin on what? They're masakin on S's.
Right.
Why were they masakin on lavin?
Isn't it a drasha?
Pardon?
Isn't it a drasha derisa?
Well, that's for pikuach nefesh. That's to give up your life for gimel chamuros.
No, it's
chol
nefesh. Chol mancha.
That's only for the bigger.
That's for gimel chamuros, I think. No.
But it applies also to
every mitzvah. Well, there is a din that's not in Shulchan Aruch, but the Ramar quotes it. Source number 4, right? And Ramar says. I didn't bring the Hemshech, but the Hemshech of the Ramah in source number 4 is that for a lav you have to give all your money. The Maraskiyah is close. Okay. So the question is, so you could say that they can't be misakim. Meaning Chazal, if you misakim, b'shev al tase, ish koch berachom, makor dov v'na Torah. So they tell you, don't spend money on Esra. They can't tell you to wear shagnes. It's takana, so einam. Yecholim l'sakin, they can't l'sakin, or maybe they didn't want to because it's chamor yoser, a lot is more chamor. But if it's a p'tur ones, this is my challenge. If it's a p'tur ones, so just like ones applies to essen, ones should apply to lavin too, and yet it's not true. So I was thinking, we have to say, like I said before, that it's not really an ones. Meaning, you could take out your wallet and spend all the money. But we're going to be defining it as an ones, copying this as essay. So maybe Chazal said for an essay, we'll say it's your anus. For a lav, it's not considered an anus. Something like that. Yeah.
Whatever you sound like, talk about lav, whatever you say, like, let's say you're going to have for sure from the press that can give you away like 95% of your money.
So it's like Chol Nefesh.
Yeah, I mean, probably somebody would, right? Not to
be I don't know. I mean, there is a big question in halacha how to look at mental illness, you know, in terms of pikuach nefesh, you know.
If you give up,
I don't think it means all your money. As before, you can't give all. You have to give up to shear that you're not going to, you know, you'll have what to eat and you won't be mentally ill. I mean, if you feel it's going to make you crazy.
You become poor as well as what to eat. I
mean, you know, and what, you know, also, you know, what to think. Meaning, like I said, I mean, everybody's different. I don't know if it's really true. I mean, if people lose a lot of money and they're fine. It's not so pushy. People think money is happiness. It's not true. There are a lot of, meaning, you know, in fact, the people who you know, it's studied. Meaning, there are people who win lotteries all the time, right? In America, certainly, and they did studies. And people, they're so unhappy because, like, suddenly all their, like, distant cousins come and they want to, you know, take money. And, like, these people would rather not have bought all this money. They end up, like, you know, committing suicide. It's not much documented. It's very, very scary. People who become very wealthy very quickly are not. And like, the same thing with Farkad. People who lose their money, sometimes they feel like they're free. And, you know, Marbu Chasimar Daiga, you know, what's an Ashir? Einayim? Shinayim?
Right.
You know,
right,
Yadayim, Ravayim.
Right.
Okay. Fine. Anyway, the Michas Chinuch has an interesting shaila. He wants to know, you see, stopping for Mila, Chenu Pesach. We said on a Mrs. Essay, you only pay a Chomesh. Mila and Pesach are unique. What's unique about Mila and Pesach?
Karetz.
So do we say that you shouldn't spend more than 50 of your money on Mila and Pesach too? Michas Chinuch isn't sure. He's not sure. So Karetz is telling this also. If it's a din, in a takana, maybe they weren't misakin on it, right? Maybe they weren't misakin essay sheyesh bokares because it's a more common thing. They weren't misakin that you shouldn't. But if it's a p'tur ones is a general halacha. It would apply b'shev al taaseh, and it would even apply l'chora to alav she'in ma'isa. It's another nachmina. Alav she'in ma'isa. You have to give up more than 50 of your money for alav she'in ma'isa. We said for alav you have to give up your money. For an essay, no. What about alav she'in ma'isa? So if it's a din in ones, so l'chora, I would assume that you're pater also.
Because the chazas was not your ones.
So again, you have to. You probably say it different ways. Meaning, if you say it's takana, so it's said. It's takana. It's a shakares or lav she'ein bo ma'is. This is a machlokas nachron. So, if I remember correctly, the Rashba in Alakama quotes Raiva that says even lafshin yom ma'isa you have to give everyone. But it's machlokas nachron about this. So if it's a takana, so it could be that it's more chomer. It's more chomer. They weren't masakin. Whereas if it's a question of could they do it, Sheval Tase, once it's Sheval Tase, they can do it. Right?
Right.
So it's all in whether it's because it's more chomer or Sheval Tase. If it's an onus, I would assume that no, if I say you're onus, Sheval Tase also, I would assume yes, but not 100% sure. Fine. Just to quickly, a couple more nafkaminas. Let's say a person wants to be machmer. He wants to be machmer. He says, I'm poor or whatever, and it's very expensive, but I want to spend 30% of my savings on this mitzvah. It's very important to me. Is he allowed to? So the Rambam here says this interesting thing. The Rambam here is nice. Eino chayav losis yosem mechamishis mamono. Eli im asa kein midas chasidus. The Rambam says it's a midas chasidus to do it. V'amu v'ushu lios adam mafish chomish nechasav l'mitzvah. The Rambam is the second Kiddush, which is really Yerushalmi, that he says in Usha the Takana was to give a fifth. Not that you're allowed to give up to a fifth, you should give a fifth. That's already a different Kiddush, that's Yerushalmi. But the first part of the Rambam, there's the Midas Chasidus to give more, that's a big Kiddush. Why is it a big Kiddush? Because look at source number two. Amar Avila, Usha Yiskino, Mabazes, Al Yibazves Yosu Michomesh, Shemi Ani. The Pashtas is the Rai that quotes this din from the Gemara Ksubas, applies to all mitzvahs, he assumes it's Aser. You're not allowed to. But the Rambam says, it's a midas chasidus. So if you assume that it's a ptur ones, you want to be machmer?
You could.
Why not? It's a midas chasidus. If you assume it's a takana, then what?
You can't,
right? Harotze lahachmer. If it's a takana, it's aser. Aser lahachmer. Whereas if it's onus, right, it's mutter, and maybe it's one, not only mutter, maybe it's a midas chasidus, you know. Yeah.
It doesn't go with the Rambam, though, Rabbi Kudah Nechon, no? Because there he says a fair Shemi Sach Labri or whatever. Well, that Gemara gets sense, right?
Yeah, so because having a steer between the Rambam Pirish Matthias and the Yad HaKazaka happens, there is one way to get out of the steer, I'll get to it soon. Maybe if I stuck, it might be different than Rambam.
Right.
But we'll get that soon. It's a good point, though. Now, the Achronim discuss whether or not a person has to do a mitzvah b'mokom tzar. Let's say the mitzvah is going to cause you a lot of pain. So the Avnei Nezer has a shaila of a child born with a problem with his foot, and they have to do an operation. If they do the operation, they won't be able to do the milah on Yom HaShemini, because the kid can't take two operations in one week. So if they do the milah and they do the operation for the foot later, it'll be too late, and he's going to end up being crippled his whole life. Well, yeah. So as Avnei Nezer, so it's number 12, he has a bent foot. He can do operation. When the kid is very small, the operation is going to work. They won't be able to do operation after the mila. If they do the operation, can you do the operation? So here you're not going to be talking mila totally, but the mila bismana, there's a special mitzvah of mila bismana, bishmini. That mitzvah you're going to be about. Says the Avnei Nezer, Shuva, borrow the mutter lasas operati, you can do the operation. The mitzvah essay, inam choy of the vases, all upon rav, the isa v'arachayim, quotes to the Ramah. Every normal person is willing to spend a fifth of their money, they shouldn't be handicapped. So Mamela, you're putter. What's the Avnei Nezer assuming? That it's a takana or it's a ptur onus? Even with a takana. The takana was you shouldn't spend money. That was a takana. How can you expand that? It's going to cause you tsar, so Mamela, you're your potter. If it's a tur ones, so you're saying there's an ones mamon, and this is also an ones tsar. It makes more sense to apply this, the way he's applying it, within ones. Now, Ramosha has a chuvah resistance explicitly. Ramosha has a similar case where a person was in some type of institution, and he was really better. But they wanted him to stay there for another month or two to be 100% better. And the problem was that he's not going to be able to get a shofar, he won't be able to move up. It was like a place that they wouldn't let anybody in. So Ramosha says, Hamad Basbez, Ali Basbez. And he uses the lashon of onus. He's onus. So, lechora, the ability to expand the din of chomesh by mama to tzaraguf assumes that it's a din and onus. Whereas if it's a takana, you shouldn't spend money. Shemi ani, this is nothing to do with shemi ani. This is nothing to do with shemi ani, right?
Right, harchava
l'tzar. So if it's a takana of shemi ani, lechora, you can't expand it. You mean, it could be there are other reasons why you're potter, but it wouldn't be din this takana. It wouldn't be this takana. But if it's din ones, then you say you're potter. Your potter is your anus because of the tsar. Your anus, the mammon is just an example of anus. But having a child be handicapped his whole life is also an anus. Your anus because of the needs for the operation. Another nafkamina is the Be'er Halacha that we quoted before. Be'er Halacha had a very mekudosh idea. How does Be'er Halacha answer up the stira between the Gemara Kedushin and this din? Gemara Kedushin says the guy has spent his last five shlaim. Says the Be'er Halacha, well, he's already poor. Once he's poor, the takana doesn't apply. The whole takana is shemei ani, right? So I pointed out that's a really big chiddush. What ends up happening is the regular person shouldn't pay more than a fifth. The regular old guy shouldn't pay more than a fifth. But the pauper, he has to spend every last cent on a mitzvah. That's what Be'er Halacha says. It's a pell. So that assumes what? That this is working within onus or within takana, shemei ani. What?
Shemei ani.
Shemi ani. So takana didn't apply to a pauper. It only applied to a regular person. If it's an anus, is it more of an anus for me to spend the fifth of my money, or for the ani to spend his last cent? So if it's been anus, it wouldn't make any sense. Meaning the Be'er Halacha, in his second answer, is assuming it's takana shemi ani, right? Because if it was been anus, it wouldn't make any sense to say that. I think part of the problem that I had when I read it is that even mitzvah takana it's a chiddush. They weren't masakin for the ani. Okay, you can hear it. It's shemi ani. He's already ani. They weren't masakin. But midin anus, it's very, very, very finished. Yeah, sorry.
Guru was saying there's something after me before about tsar.
Yeah.
Saying it's much more like an honest tsar. You could say that it's shemi ani, but shemi ani is a little broader. Shemi ani b'mamon or shemi ani.
Yeah, but once you say that, then you're saying it's not a takana of shemi ani. Meaning, once you're expanding it, you're saying it's not a din of a practical halacha of shemi ani.
Right.
So you have to say it's a general. I think.
Right,
okay. There are a couple of exceptions to this rule of not spending more than a chomesh. The first exception is something we mentioned already before: the question of mitzvahs to have a chov. We spoke about the Pidyon HaBen, right? So what? Yeah.
Let's say you're very wealthy.
Right. So the Gemara says, "Ksubas, if you're very wealthy, you can give more than a." The Gemara says a person was on his deathbed, so he gave more than a chomesh. The Gemara asks why. It's because of Shemi Ani, he's going to die, so he can give more. And the Rishonim assume that if a person is very, very wealthy, he can give more than a fifth. If a person is Bill Gates, he can give more than a fifth of his money to tzedakah.
If it's all
of
both, because even if
there's
no honors, there's no Shemi Ani.
So. Yeah, there's no Shemi Ani, and right, it's not honors for him because he's happy to do it. So if you look here in the Rambam, Hilchoshkalim, first Rambam, Hilchoshkalim. Mitzvah ezim and atar litin kol ish when you sell maksa the shekel. The kol shalom shalom. The mitzvah of giving maksa the shekel and other every year. I feel ani and finance when it's tzedakah, chayef. Even if you're poor, you have to give. V'shol l'cheir mocher ksus, you have to sell your shirt. V'nosin maksa the shekel. Shenemar ha'ashir le'yarbe badal yam. Special halacha that you have to sell your shirt to give maksa the shekel. So, if you look at Rechai Kinevsky has a paper on Hilda Shkarin, the shekel HaKodesh. He writes over there in the Be'er Halacha, Kosvari achronim de rabbeinu lomad zem dichsiv hadalo yamit. Mashma dal she'ein lo mikol makom lo yamit. Based on there's a kosov. Hadalo yamit, you always have to give. Even if you don't have any money, you have to sell your shirt, give makas the shekel. Chayv litin makas the shekel. Hayo lulvos me'acherim milim kor ksus. To sell your shirt. Uv emes ein mikol ze hechrach. Says Rav Chaim, he's not so convinced that there's a kosov. The yesh lomad of emes mi she'ein lo potter va pasuk Kamash Malan, the Havamina, Shigitim Kamash Yeshla, meaning you can't afford a half a shekel, so you'll give a quarter of a shekel. You'll give a third of a shekel. So Kamash Malan shouldn't. Adal Yamit, he's not so sure that really this pasuk is the source for this this din. So then he says, where did the Rambam get this from? He says, maybe he got it from this idea that I mentioned before in the name of the Maror Shik. The Chazanish holds the same way, there's a chov. When there's a chov, chovish is a ptur mitzvah adon l'makal. Adon l'chaveiro, you owe the money. If you owe the money, you have to pay. So owing the money to the base of Mikdash is the equivalent of owing money. Chazanish, your adeya, cost of the pinyin of Ben, shayi, shibu, nechasim, umevi, kam, mishkalim, yishomer, de gam, mishkalim, yishibu, nechasim, shayi, mishkalim, emes, kam, vizir, ben, lumatzim, shachai, vulvas. So he discusses this issue. So basically, I want to say that we have an exception here. A mitzvah of a chov. So the example here that is brought is Peter Naben, we discussed before, and Makasya Shekel, Korbanos. So why is it that by a chov it's different? Chov. So the Shekel HaKodesh starts off saying it's based on Gzeres HaKasuv. Ha'ani lo yamit, right? So Gzeres HaKasuv. And then he says, no, maybe it's not Gzeres HaKasuv, maybe it's just the chov.
Right.
So, I think that if it's a takana, so the takana won't apply to a chov. Right? It's like, I'm misakin, chazal misakin, Right. But if it's a p'tur ones, l'chora, the p'tur ones should apply even to what? Even to a chov should apply. So it's still a p'tur ones, l'chora. Is that true? That if it's a p'tur ones, you shouldn't be p'tur from the chov. With the Kana, maybe they were misakin. Okay, so if it's onus l'chora, onus is not going to patu you. Because onus is a p'tur from Adon L'makal. It's not a p'tur Adon L'chaveri. You stole all the money. If it's the Kana, it could be they were misakin. Maybe they weren't misakin. Meaning maybe it was a makor. Not 100% sure. But just in terms of this, to expand this idea of chov, there are a couple other examples. There's Yerushalmi that I mentioned before, Be'er Halacha quoted, that you have to go collect money to help your parents if they don't have money. So if you look back at source number 7, the Maharal Shik quotes this Yerushalmi, and he says an interesting thing. He says, the second line, V'zeh tam d'kibud ha've'eim tzarech l'akso v'psachim yishum d'havi k'priyas chov. When you're helping your parents, like priyas chov, the Chinuch writes like this, but I never took it so seriously like a priyas chov. It's like, yeah, Christ is home. Your parents changed your diapers when you're really little, so you have to help them out when they get older. That's very nice. But he looks at mamash like you owe them. It's like you owe them. So mainly you have to go collect money because they fed you when you were a kid, so now you should feed them when they're old. So that's an example. Another example, and I think we paskin that you is a chiyuv to finance your parents. Even though we paskin mishal av,
right.
If they don't have money, there's a chiyuv to give them, but not midin tzedakah. So we didn't give it up. It's not like you give your father like you have a poor person. Your parents, if they have money, you should take their credit card. If they don't have a credit card, you should take your credit card and help them out. Now, there's an interesting ha'ara that Ramosha makes in the Gizmosha about the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't bring this din of Chomish down in Hilchas Matnas Anin. He says if a poor person comes, you should help him out as much as he needs. Sounds like even if it's more than a fifth of your money. So it could be the Rambam learned that the din of Ambazves, Ali Bazves, Yosmi Chomish is talking about Hektish. That's some Rishonim learned there in Ksubas, the Dura Kam of Rashi, things like that. And maybe it's a Dimai Hektish, and maybe other mitzvahs, but not by Tztaka. By Tztaka, you should give even more. If you look at the Igos Moshe, hey, lo kasav haramam, source number 17. Lo kasav haramam hadin da'al yibaz v'yizyosu mi'chomesh, elo b'sof hilchaz erchen, v'lo b'tztaka, hilchaz man nazanim. V'shalchan aruch, mufurish, ha'machaber, sover, d'vyodam ha'segas, if you're able to help the guy, m'chuyiv l'itin kafi ha'tzorech, give as much as you can. Af shu yosu mi'chomesh. Mashu v'sover k'das haramam, sh'kem en sh'din tora hu sh'yitin kafi tzorech ha'nim, lo tiknu rabbanan le'asor, it's only the hektish. So this is another example of an exception. That by tztaka, according to the Rambam, according to the Shulchan Aruch, you should give even more than chomesh. And I was thinking maybe this might also be an example of chov. Why? Because there's a famous ksos. The ksos talks about a case where a person lost his mind. The Rambam says a person loses his mind, so they appoint an apitropos to take care of the estate, and the apitropos gives tzedakah. So the Ksos says, how does the apitropos give tzedakah? He doesn't know what the guy wants to give. So the Ksos says tzedakah is not just a mitzvah, it's a chov. There's an obligation. Hashem gives you money, and your money you have to give to other people. It's an obligation. So if you hold tzedakah as a chov, maybe that would also fit in this another example of a chov. That by chov, maybe tzedakah is different, but it's really a chov. It's interesting potential.
Sorry, the chov then.
Pardon?
Tzedakah is a chov. Then doesn't the Gemara say Ali Baz is dafka by tzedakah?
No, the Rambam learned that Ali Baz is by hektish.
Oh, hektish. Sorry,
exactly. Fine, so that is one type of exception. There's another exception, which is Nyana Dioma, the exception of Pursuma Nisa. The Rambam says in Hilchos Chanukah, Mitzvahs ner Chanukah, Mitzvah Chaviva hi an Mo'od. It's a very special mitzvah. Zachar Lizar Bakadei Lisahodo, Ladia Hanes, Lahosi Feshevach Hakel. We have to be careful with the mitzvah. Lahodia Hanes, Lahosi Feshevach Hakel. Sounds like the Rambam learned that when the Gemara says, when Masakin Yimei, Hoda, Halav Hoda, Hoda means Hadlakas Aner, not Al Anisim like Rashi. Lahosi Feshevach Hakel, Lahodaya Lo, Al Anisim Shasalan. Through lighting the nair, we give hodah Hashem. Say aner salalu. Vafilu elam ayochal elam et tzedakah. The person is a mamash, a pauper. Shoel o mocher ksus o lekech shem v'neiros. You have to sell your shirt on your back. Pretty wild rambam. Magen Mishnah says, where do you get this from? Mashkazav Rabbeinu vafilu elam ayochal nira shalom v'mashuk nispar v'perek zayim hilchas chametz. Shafilu ani shu yisrael yifkos v'dal kosus v'atham yishu presume nisa. V'kol shekein ner chanuk at ha'adif v'kidu shayom. So the Magen Mishnah quotes the Gemara he quotes the Rambam, but it comes from the Gemara in Arvei Pesachim, where the Mishnah says that afilu min tavko, you have to give the ani for dalat kosos, which also is a presuming nisa aspect to it. And the Rambam says there in Pesachim, the Tzadik test, that if the ani didn't get money from the tavkoi, he should sell his shirt for dalat kosos. So you sell your shirt for dalat kosos, kol shekein says, the Magi Mishnah, you should sell it for Ner Chanukah. There's a big discussion in Achronim. What's the Kol Shekein? Isn't it the same? Is Dalat Kosos less Pursuma Nisa than Chanukah? Maybe the Dalat Kosos, that's just like one of the reasons, but Chanukah is like full-fledged, you know, Pursuma Nisa. Like the mitzvah of Chanukah is to the fires of the next.
Right.
The mitzvah of Dalat Kosos, the mitzvah of Dalat Kosos, one of the reasons they were masakin is because of Pursuma Nisa, but it's not, you know, it's also the way we experience it. Dalat Kosos you have at home.
Yeah.
The Chanukah you do in the window or in, you know, you do the
Shasaram.
So
one night, yeah,
versus
8 days.
Right, it's more exactly.
It's not you to drink a close like outside, you know?
Exactly. So we have this exception of Pursuma Nisa. So just thinking, this perception of Pursuma Nisa, what's Pshat in the exception? So if you say it's a Takana, they made a Takana, they didn't make the Takana for this mitzvah. It's an important mitzvah, it's a Chomer mitzvah, they weren't just maybe by Esei Shish Bakaris, let's say. Maybe they didn't make the takana, potentially, according to one side of the Mishnah's Kinnah. They didn't make the takana of Shem Ya'ani by Esei Shish Bakaris, let's say, and they didn't make the takana by Pursuma Nisa. It's a very important mitzvah. Fine. But if it's been an ones, what's pshat? If you're honest, you're honest.
Okay.
So I found a nice Avinezer, I think it's Lishitaso. Avinezer here, Taf Kofalev. So it's 20. Sharichishe v'asas mitzvah l'asa ma'ala al-kasav kilu asai. What's going on in the brachos? You want to do a mitzvah and you didn't end up doing it. It's as if you did it. It's as if you did it. Says the Avinezer, Masha ein kein presume nisa l'farsig l'acherim u'mal l'acherim v'achshavta. Mal l'acherim v'achshavta. Meaning, here we need the tzotzah. We need the mitzvah to be publicized. It's very nice. It's kilu asa. So I wanted to put a little tikkun lulav and it was too expensive. So it's kilu I took a lulav. I was honest. But by the lulav, all you have is the shaking. There's no totsah. Hearing the pirso, I need other people to know about the nace. So it's very nice, it's ki'ilu I did it. It's ki'ilu I lit candles. Shkoyach. But nobody saw them. It wasn't the ki'ilu they saw them. You know, it's not the ki'ilu, there was no pirso for nace. So I think this ananezer, the shitazah, fits very well with the tzad that we did honors. It's we did honors. Kol ha-rotzah mitzvah v'nenas ki'ilu asah. That's very nice, but it won't apply to Mitzvah Pirso Nisa, because here we're interested in totsah. Right? And just to conclude, the Rambam, again, it's a question of was it applied to Megillah. Chora would apply to Megillah too. The Rambam doesn't bring it by Megillah, because no Hechi Timsa. What's a Hechi Timsa? Usually you go to Megillah, you go to Shul, you hear the Megillah. So you're poor, you still go to Shul. There's no Shul. There's no shul, but there's a Megillah for sale. That would be the Hekat Hipsa. There's no shul, there's a Megillah for sale, and you're very poor. So would you have to spend all your money, more than a Chomesh? L'chora, yes. But the Ram doesn't break it down, just probably because it's not...
Yourself.
Pardon?
To read it by yourself,
yeah. That's L'chora, what we'd have to... That would, L'chora would be the case, but the Ram doesn't bring it. Okay. The Ram does bring a din of Ner Shabbos. Hadlakas Ner B'Shabbos in Rishos. So the Rambam brings out this din by Ner Shabbos that afilu emo mayochal shol psachim lokeach shemen. You have to go collect staka for. We don't say el chomesh. Why do you have to go collect? So again, if you would have said shalom bayis, it's shibchal onik Shabbos. He doesn't say shalom bayis. It's just onik Shabbos. You know, we don't say onik. You don't have to sell your fakesh. I say shabbos chachol. We don't tell you that you should collect money. To buy cholent, to buy kogel, he says shabbos chol. So it's a little bit sarchin where the Ram got this from.
Right.
The Vilna Gaon wants to say that it's a kal v'chomer from Kiddush Hayom. That it's a kal v'chomer that Ner Shabbos is called in for Ner Chanukah and then applies to Ner Chanukah, so certainly it would apply to Ner Shabbos. But I was thinking that if it's based on Pirsum Manes, there's an interesting red baz. With the Radbaz, the Radbaz has tshuvas. He has some tshuvas that are just like pshatim in the Rambam. Chel chel, lashonos Rambam. So he gives like, it's not a shaila. It was like, what's pshat in the Rambam? So he tells you pshat in the Rambam. So in chel chel, he has a tshuva there about this Rambam, Chanukah, and he has a lashon of pirsum haneis by kiddush. He says that there's pirsum haneis by Chanukah, and there's also pirsum haneis by kiddush. So I was thinking maybe there's pirsum haneis by maybe there's also pirsum here. By Kiddush, and then we call the Chomer for Ner Shabbos, and that, you have to work it out. But the Ram says that this is an exception. This is also an exception. What Pshat is a little bit of a Tzarechian. I'll just conclude with the following story, which is not so related, but the Pranav Mishra Rav was medayken this Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos that you have to collect staka. He doesn't say Mochar Ksuso. In Hilchos Chanukah, he says Mochar Ksuso. In Hilchos Shabbos, he doesn't say Mochar Ksuso. He just says you collect staka. Pshat Mishra Rav is medayik that on Erev Shabbos Chanukah, there's a chiyuv limkor ksuso for Ner Chanukah, but not for Ner Shabbos. He could have said it's not true, but the Rav just didn't tell you everything that he didn't see. But he took it seriously, and there's a din of mechiras ksuso by Chanukah, and by Shabbos there's a din of staka, but no mechiras ksuso. So ask Pshat Mishra Rav the following question. It's Erev Shabbos Chanukah, person is a pauper. Mamish, he has nothing. So what's a din? You're supposed to sell your shirt for what? For Ner Chanukah. But then there's a din, Ner Shabbos, Ner Chanukah. Ner Shabbos Kodem. So what's going to happen? You're going to sell your shirt for Chanukah, and then you won't be able to light Chanukah candles. You buy one candle, and you're going to use it for Shabbos. So are you going to sell your shirt if you're not going to be able to? So I have a friend who learned in the Mir. He learned by Elia Baruch Finkel. So he went to America many, many years ago. So he asked this question to different gedolim. So he went to Rav Moshe, and Rav Moshe said, yeah, Taki, you sell your shirt for Chanukah candle, and then you use that Chanukah candle for Shabbos. Very strange. And then he went to the Rav, not in YU, he went to the Moriah, he used to give a shir Moriah. So he asked the Rav the Shaila. So the Rav sat there for 6 minutes, he thought. He said, there are three tzadim. The first tzad is what Rav Moshe said, that you sell your shirt for Chanukah and then you use it for Shabbos, use a candle for Shabbos. The Rebbe says, that's a vadanit. It doesn't make any sense. So if you know you're not going to light the candle, why should you, somebody's going to take away the candle from you. So you're not going to sell your shirt if somebody, Shabbos is going to take away the candle. So there are two other tzadim. Either, in this case, you take to sell your shirt and you light Chanukah candles, because this is a candle that was procured through selling your shirt, so a mela, you use it dafka for Chanukah, or you're patur legamrei. That was his tooth study. So Rabbi Baruch said that it's interesting how different people think in different ways. Your Moshe was, it was a gona adir, but it was mostly known as a poisek, meaning they think more linearly.
Yeah.
And the Rav, was a Rosh Hashiva, also Paskin, but he's more known for his lomdus. And in lomdus, it doesn't make so much sense to think linearly, because what's the point of selling your shirt for Chanukah if you're not going to be able to light the Chanukah candle? So it's a different way of looking at things. It's just interesting. Story in terms of how people think. Besader, okay, shkoach.